This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on highlights and significance of public sector banks review meeting. The participants are Udayan Ray, economic analyst, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor.
Recently, Union Finance Minister Srimati Nirmala Sitharaman chaired a meeting to review the performance of public sector banks in Delhi. For more on this, we are now joined by Udayan Ray, our economic expert. Welcome, Udayan, to Akashvani Studios.
Thank you, Lalima.
Udayan, is this a regular meeting? Because this was the first time that this meeting was held by the finance minister after she took charge, after the new government was formed. Is this a usual, just stock-taking kind of a meeting or more than that?
I would say that it's a little more than that, simply because there were some concerns that are getting expressed in terms of banks not being able to raise deposits. And this whole concern that, as we know, Lalima, in a bank, it's a 101, which maybe the listeners, it will help listeners. So when a bank takes money from people like you and me, and it lends to others, so it gives loans. So what has to happen for a bank's finances to be healthy? It's both its deposits and its loans need to grow at the same pace. Now, that is what has not been happening in the recent past. The deposits, the growth in deposits is lagging behind credit growth. Now, for an economy to grow, you cannot slow down loans. It's very important.
Absolutely.
Whether it's business for people like you and me, retail credit, it's important.
Right.
So therefore, what you need to do is how you have to raise the deposits. It's also, a lot of experts are also saying that this is, some of the lag is happening simply because stock markets are doing so well and people are investing in mutual funds and stocks directly. So that probably is only part of the reason, according to me. But this is the backdrop in which it's happening, because for banks to remain healthy, the finances to remain healthy, you have to do what is called the asset liability match. There cannot be a mismatch. When the mismatch happens, then the bank's health becomes suspect. So to do that, obviously the banks will have to do something to raise the deposits. So that is one part which is emphasized, which is covered in some detail. I would say great detail in this meeting.
So the government worked very hard to bring down the non-performing assets. Today, it's declined to 0.76%, which is excellent, actually, from where it started. Is that not enough?
I mean, if you look at, depends on where, what you're comparing with. If you're looking behind, it's obviously brilliant, because without a healthy banking sector, without healthy financials, you cannot, you'll be basically, it's like a wound or it's like a malaise that you have to address. So from that standpoint, banks are in fabulous health. There's no doubt about it. And today you wouldn't even hesitate to invest in public sector banking stocks, which was unthinkable a few years back even.
Right.
So that's number one. But if you were to grow and you want to become a developed country by, say, 2047, Viksit Bharat and some of the other ambitions that we have, then you really need, I mean, that's a basic thing that you need to do. The deposits have to match loan growth. And Lalima, to give you a little bit of context, this was the problem that got banks into problems in the first place. So during the 2007-8 till about 13, banks were lending a lot of money to infrastructure projects, which got delayed. So as a result, what was happening is typically the length of deposits, the tenure of deposits and the repayment, they had a mismatch. That led to non-performing assets and the resultant difficulties that happened. Now, that having left that behind, you don't want to get back into that space again. And therefore, it's a matter of great prudence that, you know, you would try to do things where you can raise deposits. Last year, we could do so because the deposit rates were lower. Thanks to the pandemic, the deposit rates during the pandemic, immediate aftermath of pandemic, it was pretty low. So it required, and you needed to mobilize deposits. So banks actually, if you look at the rates, they went up last year. I'm talking about basically the 2-year, 3-year kind of period rates. They went up. They had really fallen down. They were lagging behind inflation. Now they went up. Now the interesting part is, now having done that, how are the banks going to do it? That is a challenge by itself. And obviously the banks will have to do smartly. They'll have to raise deposits. And for 10 years, they have to be smart about 10 years, the period. And it requires a little bit of smart thinking, which I'm sure the bankers and RBI will be able to do.
Yes, you're right. In fact, the finance minister has advised the public sector banks to carry out special drives to garner more deposits. And that would also mean that you focus more on efficient customer service delivery and have a connect with customers, quote unquote. They are trying their best. How better can that be? I mean, how much can they better this? Because we do see now the public sector banks have come a long way. They are now trying to make a connect with customers, and they are trying to, you know, it's different. They are having a special relationship with their customers. They're trying to ease things. Still more can be done?
Yeah, of course. And the thing with deposits, Lalima, is that if you look at savings, current account don't give you anything. There's zero interest. Now, savings bank accounts are really low rates. I mean, now would the banks look at that? Because they're during the pandemic period, they actually went down quite a bit. And they're somewhere between 2.5 to 4%. I don't know, maybe some banks are offering more. Deposit rates, now if you are talking of fixed deposits, they have gone up. There's only so much that you can do, because then you have to, when the rates come down, at some point they will come down, if not this year, next year, then the banks will have to juggle that. Because again, you remember the asset liability matching that I was talking about.
Right.
So you will not be able to reduce your rates on your loans if your deposits are highly priced. So that matching, it's like two sides of a balance. In Hindi, they will call it tarazu. So you have to balance both sides of a balance. Now, how will you do it? And typically what happens is loan rates, you can adjust it dynamically, very quickly. But once you have contracted a fixed deposit or deposit of a certain period, you have to see that period, you have to see it through. So that is why sometimes people complain that, rates have come down and we're not getting the benefit. This is the reason, because if the bank is sitting on high cost deposit, it cannot retire. Unlike bonds, some of the bonds that we have seen in the past, where you can, there's a call option where you can retire the bonds and tell the bondholders that, hey, we are giving you the money, whatever is the interest rate, and we're retiring the bond. Fixed deposits really don't have that. At least I'm not aware of that option. And it has never been exercised. If it gets exercised, then it'll be a problem. Also important to point out, Lalima, that fixed deposits are the most popular financial savings options in our country.
52% of investors.
Yeah, 52% now, because stock markets are doing well. So their share, obviously relative share of mutual funds and stocks have gone up. So they'll be somewhere in the 40s. But they are number one by a very long distance. Next would be life insurance plans and provident fund, stuff like that. So they're still very popular. Now, the one other route could be that banks do smart things, because they're getting so much of data. All of them are digitized. AI has been getting implemented. Using the data, they try to come up with deposits, not just play on rates, higher rates, but do things which will help make it more convenient. Say liquidity or income generating, whatever, I don't know, something that caters to certain segments. That could be a smart way of doing things, because fixed deposits have been fixed deposits. There haven't been far too many innovations out there. It's a very simple product. You put in some money and you get some money back. There's no market fluctuation impact. So if they do something smart out there, and it's possible, bankers are highly skilled. They're sitting on a lot of data, their customers, so they can do things, smart things, with little bit of tinkering. Then they should be able to dip. It's not just about offering a better rate, higher rate, because then again you get stuck. So at one level, it's the headroom is lesser than what it was in 2023. But at one level, it's also providing an opportunity to come up with things in terms of service and in terms of convenience, something bundled up, not just rates.
I'm glad you mentioned fixed deposits, because as you mentioned, 52% of investors approximately are putting their money into fixed deposits, and more than 40% of them are of senior citizens. They find it very convenient because, as you mentioned, they're not affected by the share market or anything, and it's a kind of a safe bet. Now, globally, the rate of interest of fixed deposit is much lower, but in India at 7% plus, we are still high. It's still considered to be high. How do you view that?
Well, Lalima, that's a function of the inflation rate. So if you look at historically, I mean, it's been going down, but historically, there's a reason why RBI talks about a 4 to 6% inflation band. Because that has been the kind of rate. There are periods when it suddenly goes up, like somewhere around 2000, somewhere between 2009 to 13. There was a spike. Then during the pandemic, there was a period, there was a year of spike. So what happens in those periods, your people like senior citizens, which you rightly mentioned, they are deriving income from it. So what's happening is their purchasing power is getting hammered. And once the prices increase, they never decrease. unlike technology products. Grocery products, you would have never seen prices going down.
Right.
So typically, rule of the thumb has been 6%. But in the last, the good part is with reforms, in the last one decade, it's gone down. It's somewhere around 5%. If you take a 10-year average at this point. So it's a function of inflation, Lalima. So it has to beat inflation. If you, studies have shown in India that fixed deposit rates just about beat inflation by a little less than 1%. So that is the kind of thin razor's edge which senior citizens and other people relying on fixed deposit interest are standing on.
Right. It's a bit of a tightrope walk for the government. All right. She also said, Udayan, that banks must expeditiously implement the recent budget announcements, including a new credit assessment model for MSMEs based on digital footprints and cash flows. What do you make of this? MSMEs have been, their reforms have been very high on the agenda of the government because, of course, they form the spine of the industry. How do you view this assessment?
Well, Lalima, there's no reason why this cannot be done. So, I mean, it's a question of getting the framework in place. You know, typically what used to happen in, you show your salary slip and you show this and that and everything. That was a traditional way of doing things. In this new digital era, every inflow is getting captured by the tax authorities and the banks and every, what have you. Your spending patterns, your earning patterns, your inflows. So basically when you're taking a loan, you what does the bank lender needs to know? Are you getting those consistent inflows with which you can repay? If, and it doesn't matter where you're holding the bank account because I'm operating it from my mobile. If that be the case, there is no reason why we should not be able to come up with this new credit framework. And once we do that, Lalima, some of the things that are holding back people from getting loans, small entrepreneurs, say somebody who's selling tea just outside this campus, for instance, where we are recording this, that person becomes eligible. He doesn't have to show a house or a property or a jewelry to get a loan.
Mudra loan is all about.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So based on what you have been, inflows that have been happening, your risk, your interest rate and your, if you're paying your bills on time, you're doing things on time, then your interest rate should also be, so that risk assessment, a part of your interest rate, what interest rate you pay, is what is called, determined by what is called the risk of default. What is the chance that you will not be able to pay the loan? But if you're getting those flows regularly, then it's all there. The data is there. I mean, you just have to have a smart framework and go about it.
Another important thing which has come out is, Udayan, that public sector banks have given a stellar financial performance, 23-24, aggregate net profit 1.45 lakh crore rupees, which is the highest ever, which again boosts the confidence of the Indian investor. Moving on, the finance minister wants RBI's guidelines on handing over of security documents after closure of loans. Why so much importance on this? Something was going amiss?
Yeah, I mean, these are obviously not regular things that happen, but I'm aware of cases where people have repaid their loans. They didn't get their home loan or rather property documents back. And that's serious stuff. So where you store it, it has to be, all the documents have to be in place. Sometimes one has to also be aware of the fact that, Lalima, that loans against assets is a very large area. Because a lot of people don't get loans, the kind of loans that we talked of. So they have to, again, take a loan against jewelry. They have to take a loan against property. They have to take a loan against whatever, mutual fund units, shares, whatever. In many cases, you have to hand over certain documents or certain asset or something you have to. So it's there's a lien. Now, to remove that, you would, you know, once you pay off, you have to close it. Now, when you close it, the person has to go through that process and get it back in his name again or her name again. Now, that final thing is become, obviously must have been a problem. I'm obviously aware of cases where it has happened in case of loan against property and home loans. So that obviously when you do it better, then all these litigation and problems, they actually catch, you know, take up bandwidth. So you don't want these things to happen and you want smart. And a lot of other players, NBFCs and other people are doing it. So it, you, when you have a proper framework, then it enhances the experience and people are, have a good experience of going about it.
To sum up, I think we can say that the finance minister wants the banks, the public sector banks, to ensure compliance with RBI guidelines. At the same time, wants the banks to become more customer friendly. So it's a good balance between both this end and that end. And she also wants, which is very important to for all the banks, is to enhance their cyber security in this day and age. So thank you very much, Udayan, for talking to us and giving us an update about your views on this meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on Highlights and significance of public sector banks review meeting. The participants were Udayan Ray, economic analyst, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.